Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, August 8th. Tesla has launched a new ownership loyalty program with some significant discounts, at least just in China. Tesla is telling owners of all current models that if they decide to upgrade to a new vehicle, they will receive full self-driving package at half the price, 15,000 kilometers of free supercharging, and home charging service package. These all add up to quite the significant discount that might actually make Tesla drivers outside of China be a little bit jealous. Although the full self-driving discount does have a catch. To get it, the trade-in needs to have either enhanced autopilot or full self-driving package. This entire move is actually quite surprising from Tesla. Perhaps there is a demand issue in China, or maybe there's some kind of response to the used car market, which I'm sure would be quite volatile since the pandemic and all the craziness that ensued in China afterwards. Tesla has disclosed that it is lobbying the Ontario government for a potential new factory in Canada. In Canada, companies have to disclose all their lobbying efforts, and Tesla indeed wrote, quote, "Engage with the government and its agencies to identify opportunities for industrial and/or advanced manufacturing facility permitting reforms with the intent to increase the competitiveness of Ontario and its ability to attract capital investment through establishing approvals timeframes that are competitive with high-growth manufacturing locations in North America, while also working with government to identify or align incentive programs that could further increase the attractiveness of Ontario for industrial and/or advanced manufacturing investment." That is quite the run-on sentence. Just rolls off the tongue, eh? Well, it's not clear where Tesla intends to build in Canada, as the automaker might be pitting Ontario and Quebec against each other to get a higher incentive package. Tesla has reportedly agreed to deal with the Indonesian government that will secure the automaker about $5 billion worth of nickel, according to the government official. Earlier this year, Tesla sent a group to Indonesia to talk with the government, and Elon Musk himself met with the president, Joko Widodo. The automaker's actual intentions in the country have not been clear until now. Coordinating with the Minister of Maritime and Investment Affairs, Luhut Panjaitan, he announced Monday that Tesla has, according to Reuters, quote, signed a five-year contract with nickel processing companies operating out of Morowali in Sulawesi Island. Now, the government official made it sound like this is purely a supply contract. However, the country's regulations would indicate that nickel would need to be processed in the country before it can be exported. When sought through, this would encourage Tesla to either build an entire processing facility or contract it out before the materials can leave. Stellantis has posted their second quarter earnings, and their electrification strategy is paying off so far as they took second place globally in battery electric vehicles and low-emission vehicle sales. With 136,000 battery electric vehicle sales in the first half of the year, Stellantis is accelerating its pace with close to 50% year-over-year growth. In fact, Stellantis is now second place in Europe for electric vehicle sales. The Fiat New 500 is the top-selling electric vehicle in both Germany and Italy, and meanwhile, the Peugeot E208 claims the top spot in France. The auto group has no plans of slowing down. Stellantis is strengthening its supply chain with 5 confirmed factory locations, 2 in North America and 3 in Europe. And all of this will boost the supply of low-carbon lithium. Mazda has reported its sales numbers for the month of July, delivering a truly impressive number of electric vehicles in the USA. Mazda sold 8 electric cars last month. 8. That's more than 7 and less than 9. Just to be clear for those of you listening in. The electric Mazda MX-30 made a putrid impression on the EV enthusiast community when the 100-mile range 35.5 kilowatt-hour battery sitting on top of an especially compact crossover was being peddled at a starting MSRP of $33,500. And how they managed to sell 8, only 8, is actually quite surprising given that many EVs are sold out for years at a time. My hat is truly off to the highly loyal Mazda customers who stayed true to the brand that doesn't seem to care about their customers' EV transition. American EV startup Canoo has shared its latest reports of its second quarter, and it continues to fight to stay out of the red. Canoo is now reporting another big loss for the quarter, And although they have $1 billion in sales in the pipeline, only a minority percentage of those commitments are binding under contract. According to the press release, Canoe has posted a net loss of $164.4 million and also sharing that they have cash on hand of $33.8 million as of June 30th. Hopefully, that's enough for them to slide into home base as they try to begin production. After that amount of money is gone, the EV startup claims that they have access to approximately $220 million of unused capacity from standby equity purchase agreements. Still, the company remains optimistic based on their prospective orders and access to other capital. In today's community comment found on YouTube, SingleSpeed says, "Even though the converted BMW isn't a great EV, it still means there is one more EV and one less internal combustion engine on the road, which is a good thing." Yeah, SingleSpeed, that certainly would be true, assuming that somebody buys it. In the case of the electric Mazda, there were 8 more cars last month. I'm sure that the BMW will do better than the Mazda, though. I'm just going to imagine that there's somebody at Mazda who really wanted to design an amazing electric car, and then they got condemned into a compliance car, and it broke their poor engineering heart. Or, more than likely, nobody at the company really cared, and they put their energy into some new rotary engine or something like that. At any rate, thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.